Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Why I Hate This Movie. I'm your host, Derek Rios, and with always my co-host and heterosexual life mate, Danny Newton. How you doing, Danny?
I've been better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's nice. Today we're talking about a movie starring Pauly Shore.
Yes.
And one of the Baldwins, Stephen Baldwin?
Stephen Baldwin.
And it's Biodome.
Yes.
It's 1996.
Mm-hmm.
So this film might be one of the most important recorded material that man has to save the earth.
Sure.
It's pretty much a documentary of our life these days, okay?
No. No, it's not. This movie was trash.
What?
This movie was trash.
It was fantastic.
Every frame of this movie was trash. There was even trash in the movie.
Well, they had to clean the trash up.
Yeah, they don't, but they don't, though.
They do. They do after they trash it. So the whole premise of this movie is two
retards,
potheads from Tucson, get stuck in a biodome, which this biodome is a scientific habitat that these scientists have made to replicate life on another planet. It's, well, sustainability of life on another planet.
So the general synopsis is Biodome is supposed to be a science project to see if you can build a completely self-contained ecosystem and sustain itself,
mm-hmm,
so that it can be replicated on other worlds, yeah, or even to clean up our biosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then Pauly Shore's retarded.
Eccentric. Okay? Eccentric.
Stupid.
They're very dumb.
Yes.
I would say, as the great words of Dave Chappelle, that you have smoked yourself retarded.
Yes.
Even though we never see them smoke weed, I bet you there are some scenes where they did smoke.
Well, they're, it's growing
probably,
weed.
Yeah, they were growing weed.
Yes.
So obviously they're smoking it.
Yes.
It just never actually shows that. I'm guessing it was cut.
Yeah.
Because weed's the devil.
Yeah.
In the 90s. We can't be having that. You'll go to jail. It's bad for you.
Right. Schedule one drug.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they have two pretty attractive girlfriends that I don't understand, because they have some very awkward and nasty habits, and they just kind of, it almost reminds me of an anime. People don't act like this in real life, or they're just doing weird shit.
This is called bad comedic writing.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yes.
But it was just, okay, just go in and be Pauly Shore and Stephen Baldwin, copy what he does. Just go in there and fucking ad-lib everything.
Right.
It's just, it's goofy and over the top and silly. I knew going into this, this is why I picked this, I knew how much you were going to hate this. And that made it so much better for me.
Sitting there, watching you watch this, watching you laugh while you watch this, I was beginning to wonder if you were fucking retarded too.
Hey, man, we all have that inner child, okay?
I told you, if the time ever come where you turned retarded, I would tell you.
Uh-huh.
You might be there.
Okay. No, I was laughing because, I mean, yeah, the movie's so stupid, but I knew how much you were just sitting there just fucking gritting your teeth, just in agony. And I was like, ah, oh, it's just, chef's kiss. It was amazing.
Fuck, dude.
Because yeah, it doesn't bother me. This does not bother me. I don't know what it is. I guess maybe Adam Sandler, he acted fucking goofy over the top like this early on. He was like a lot. It was around the same time a lot of this was coming out. And I don't know. I was young and Pauly Shore. It was just the way he acted. And I know it was goofy and stupid. It just didn't bother me.
So here's my thing with Pauly Shore, right? The first couple of Pauly Shore movies I saw,
mm-hmm,
were fine. Right.
Yeah. Encino Man.
I remember watching them when I was a kid and thinking that they were pretty decent.
Yeah. Encino Man and
Son-in-Law
were actually,
yeah,
really good.
But as time went on and they were just pumping out and pumping out and pumping out trash,
mm-hmm,
just trying to ride that money wave, it just, it become this. And this was fucking terrible.
I mean, people just got tired of him, you know? That's really what it came down to.
It wasn't funny. At least I didn't think this was funny.
No, it's goofy.
Yeah, it's not even funny goofy, though.
I don't know, man. I could still giggle at it. No, there's still like little subtle things in there I giggled at.
I couldn't. Pauly Shore does not have the staying power of like Adam Sandler in the 90s.
No.
Right?
No, he died out a lot quicker.
Yeah. He was a very quick flash in the pan.
But, well, you know, he might be coming back. He's starting to get back into stand-up.
Yeah, maybe.
So they get locked in the biodome by accident because they think it's a strip mall. And Bud has to piss.
Why would they put a mall out in the middle of fucking nowhere?
Well, I don't know. Why are they driving in the middle of nowhere? It's fucking Arizona. Everything is in the middle of nowhere. Have you been to Vegas? It's just in the middle of fucking nowhere, Danny.
That's Nevada.
Well, it's all the fucking desert. You drive for 200 miles and you don't see anything besides fucking road and bushes.
Right. Because people aren't meant to live there.
No. But we're going to fucking water the shit out of it. And
we're going to live there anyway.
To live there. Why would someone build a fucking rainforest in the desert, Danny? Exactly. They could have built this biodome literally anywhere.
Right.
But they built it in the desert.
Because the land was cheap.
Yeah, probably.
This was an actual building, though, right?
Yeah, it definitely wasn't a mall.
No. I mean, this was a real building, though.
Yeah.
I want to think that there was something like a biodome project back in the 80s.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd have probably done this on a micro scale.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem feasible to do this because he spent like $100 million or some shit, like the investors.
Dude, this is $100 million 90s dollars.
Yeah.
So this is like fucking $3 billion today.
Yeah. And you could just do this in a computer simulation and do the same thing now. Like, there's no real reason to ever actually construct this and do this.
You know the one thing that blew my mind? How much pizza they ordered for $50.
It was $57 and they ordered like 5 pizzas.
Yeah.
I mean.
And then like a couple of gallons of soda.
Yeah.
And then had it delivered to the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yep.
Whew. That 1990s currency, Ooh. Man, it went a lot further.
I mean, you got to remember, for the longest time, Domino's did, what, 5 for $5, you know?
Yeah.
You can get medium pizzas all day long for $5.
That probably made me sadder than anything else in this movie. I mean, I was pretty sad through most of it. But just that really broke my heart.
The payphone made me pretty sad, too. She's in the middle of the desert, and they're still using a payphone.
There's payphones everywhere, inexplicably.
Actually, the funny thing is, when you drive out through there, there is a bunch of helpline phones, you know, because if
you get broke down, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you don't know when the next time someone will come by. But
right.
There are a bunch of random payphones every like couple miles or so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. On the power lines and shit.
I never realized that. I never noticed.
It's different. When you drive and it's like the next significant marker or gas station is 200 miles or some shit.
Yeah.
And it's just nothing but straight flat land and fucking desert. It's it gets real boring real fast.
Yeah.
Especially when you're a kid.
So these assholes get themselves locked up into the science experiment.
Yep.
And then proceed to destroy it. I thought they were just going to lock them in the fucking closet.
I mean, they do like, for the most part. But
like, why don't you just keep them locked in the closet?
Well, they got out. No, man. They exiled them to the desert.
Yeah.
They'll be fine in the desert.
This wouldn't have a back door key. But then again, it would be made out of glass. And it's not like it's impenetrable.
I do enjoy how they're like, fucking a tank can't knock down this wall, this door here, the only door in the place,
but their ceilings but the entire are made out of greenhouse plastic.
Building is made out of plastic or glass.
It's a giant greenhouse.
It's all just glass and shit, right? Yeah, one rock and you could fucking walk out of there. It would not be hard to break in there. They would actually have to have security 24/7 to stop people from breaking in there.
Right. I mean, when you're looking at the shots, the entire thing is just it's a big greenhouse because even the ceilings are that just plastic film. It's not like this is an impenetrable fortress.
No, man. And, not a Sherman tank.
Yeah, Sherman tank. Sure.
So, yeah, they pursued to cause chaos.
Yes.
And while the other scientists are just trying to clean up after him and shit. And the other scientist is the five. You have the five of them, right?
Yeah.
You have the head scientist, Faulkner, the two hot chicks that they're trying to bang the whole time. And that I definitely would be on page with them. They were very attractive for scientists, to say the least. Then you had the older black lady, then the bug nerd.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
You found something weird in this movie. Please tell me more, soothsayer. What weird thing did you find?
Their actions.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's silly and goofy and over the top, but a lot of their stuff, they just went for disgusting and repulsive and obscene.
Yes.
Where they're like sniffing each other's farts and like licking each other. And is Pauly Shore gay?
I don't know.
He is very flamboyant. All the movies he does, he comes off very flamboyant. I mean, I get gay jokes with their bros and stuff, but it's on another level. And he's super flexible.
Like, go on. Proceed. Be judgmental.
Okay.
Tell me how much Pauly Shore disgusts you for being gay.
I have no issue with it. The disgusting thing is when they're like biting each other's toenails and
I just
brushing their teeth with flies and shit. Like,
they could have done things to earn anything in this movie, right?
Yeah.
So for one, they could have actually tried to make it look like an actual research project going on, right? For one, it's like, oh, we have all this farming biome to actually support ourselves and stuff like that. They could have actually showed intensive farming.
Well, they showed a cow and a goat.
Yeah.
So this is a practical test to live on another planet.
Right.
How much would it cost to launch a cow and a goat into space to another planet?
You just wouldn't. You would have fertilized embryos. You would hold them in vitro. And then you would just grow those animals once you get there.
That seems like it would take too long for that to happen.
I'm just saying, if you're looking at long-term settlement,
yeah,
you wouldn't ship cows.
No, it would be insane.
You would ship embryos. If it's like, oh, it's a scouting mission, we're staying for a few months and leaving, you wouldn't do anything like this.
Yeah.
If you weren't staying for decades, you wouldn't do anything like that. But you could establish agriculture.
Fucking Matt Damon did it by himself.
I mean, it's not a dumb thing because the only difference between Martian regolith and Earth soil is introducing biology to it. It's dirt with zero biology in it. So you have to cultivate and build soil.
I mean, there could be biology there. We just don't know.
Well, I mean, you know, anything surface level has been blasted by so much radiation that there's no biology in surface level regolith.
But, I mean, they found an ice cap, right?
Well, I mean, yes, Mars has ice caps.
Yeah.
But they're CO2 ice caps.
So where do the Martians live?
You'd have to ask Joe Rogan that.
Oh. Are they just in the moon?
That's where the Nazis live.
Oh. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I thought that was Argentina.
No. Well, I mean, there too.
Oh.
Yeah. But those Nazis become spacefaring and went to Klendathu to fight the bugs. Yeah.
I mean, the bugs started the war, so.
I mean, Mormon extremists started the war.
Supposedly.
Supposedly. Oh, better movies. This movie fucking blowed.
What?
Yes.
Oh, man. They're just so over the top and goofy.
Yeah, but it was over the top and goofy to the point that it wasn't good at all.
So, yeah, after they get isolated in the desert, they kick them out after they break into their storage room and eat most of their snacks and, like, inhale a bunch of nitrous oxide.
The fact that these snacks existed should have been a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Because they weren't supposed to exist.
No.
And it didn't seem like anybody cared that these snacks were not supposed to exist.
I mean, it seems like there's a bunch of stuff that wasn't supposed to be there.
Why do we need nitroglycerin?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, he made it. He made it. He brewed it.
Okay. Bathtub Semtex?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bud and Doyle, while they're in the desert, they find a key to the back door to this place. And I guess someone just happened to leave the key in there. So they throw a big kegger party because their girlfriends are like going out and fucking these Arizona tech guys at these Greenpeace meetings and shit. So they're like, we're just going to throw a bigger party. So, that way people know we care about the environment. They wreck the place and have a big old party and have some shitty band. The party that the girls go to at Arizona Tech, I actually like because they have fucking Dio's there.
Tenacious D.
Tenacious D, I'm sorry. Yeah, of course, Jack Black. And
yeah.
The other one. The one not quite as famous?
Okay.
Ned?
Okay.
No, that's not right. Anyways. So yeah, and then the girlfriends show up and yell at him. So they feel bad, right? They break up with him effectively.
Yeah.
So their idea is, oh, well, now that everything's ruined and this place is inhabitable and we've kind of destroyed the whole concept of this experiment, let's just do it anyways, right?
Yeah.
So they lock themselves in there and impossible to get back in now because Doyle swallows the key.
Just can't be done.
No.
It's over.
Impenetrable fortress.
Mm-hmm.
They proceed to make the place better again through dance, Danny.
You know what would have been funnier? Hear me out. So the lead scientist gets handcuffed to a post, right?
Yeah.
And then later they find the handcuffs broken as though somebody chewed through them.
Yeah.
You know what would have been better? If he would have chewed his fucking hand off. And that would have been part of his psychosis arc.
So during the party, Faulkner, the head scientist,
yes,
gets handcuffed to a pole and has to watch the destruction going on around him. And he kind of goes crazy. But he was a real uptight asshole the entire time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of goes crazy. I don't know, something breaks in him. And this is only like day like 30, right? Mm-hmm. This is very early on. So then after they lock themselves in, he's just kind of hiding in these subsystems of this place the entire time, right? And they don't even realize he's in there till like halfway through when he like, steals some shit that way he can make the explosions, right?
Yeah.
And, there's a bunch of montages where they're cleaning shit up and everything. But, it's really just about the environment and how the green movement today.
There's never a montage where they clean up all this trash.
There's a montage where they dance around.
Yes.
They do certain things to clean up the trash. But it's just implied that they cleaned everything up.
Yeah.
So after they get it all cleaned up and like it's been almost an entire year now and they're about to get out of there. Faulkner, this is the last day. He's fast forward. It's pretty much the last day. All of them are buddy buddies now. Everyone, the girls are like attracted to them because they saved the thing and they try to make out with them. But, they're good people. So, they got girlfriends on the outside and so they reject them.
Yeah.
Faulkner builds explosives and puts them in coconuts and gets Bud and Doyle to help them spread them out through the biodome to blow it up. And then they have to stop them. And then
they do.
The movie's over.
Yep.
They're heroes. Everyone loves them. The entire time, there's this big crowd just cheering their name outside this fucking place. Like they're heroes.
Yeah.
Because they are heroes. They save the biodome / world, Danny.
Sure.
How do you feel about the green movement?
The green movement?
Yeah.
In general?
Yeah.
I think there's things we can and should do. I think, there's certain things that just make sense to do. I feel as though wind power, solar power, nuclear power, hydroelectric, all these things are viable alternatives to coal fire power plants. And we should be aggressively pursuing these options, right? We should be building these plants. We should be making ourselves more sustainable on electrical stuff as much as we can. And we should have the green tech in order to sustain the electricity. I think that the thought that we can just keep throwing CO2 into the atmosphere with no repercussions is fucking stupid. You throw trash on the ground, and it's obviously bad because you can see the trash on the ground. But the thought that we can just throw trash in the air, but we can't see it, it's just fucking fine. I think that's a retarded thing to think. I think we have a moral obligation. Honestly, I think anybody in this country who is Judeo-Christian would feel as though they had a moral obligation to caretake the garden the Lord gave them, and to not do so is a sin and an affront to the Lord. At least that's what I would tell my Bible-thumping brethren in the South. But I feel we have a general moral obligation.
Right.
We have an effect on this planet. To think that we as a race do not have an effect on this planet is asinine. And whether or not the climate would be shifting right now, I mean, of course it would be. Are we accelerating it? Yeah, of course we are. Can we stop it? No, probably not. But we can probably lessen the damage we do. That's what I feel, Derek.
I feel like this movie taught you something. Obviously, all of that stemmed from this movie sprouting these little seeds, right?
No. No.
These little buds of hope and joy that we're not going to destroy the planet.
There were no lessons in this movie.
What? It was a great lesson. And the lesson is, what is currently happening today? If you do nothing and act stupid and keep destroying shit, and it'll all work out, Danny, right? That's the fucking lesson.
I mean, sure.
Because sure. When it comes down to it, nothing's going to change. We're going to keep doing the same shit. Like, even the green movement, a lot of it is a scam. As much as I want fucking electric panels and electric cars and shit, all this is, it takes just as much to mine it and to expose of the waste that it does.
It's all money and power. Mm-hmm. It's all money and power. And the moment that there is more money in wind turbines than there is in fossil fuels, that dynamic will shift. Eventually, those lines will cross, be it we just can't keep going to war in other fucking countries over petrochemicals, even though we're the world's top petrochemical producer or petroleum producer. We still have to go secure these resources in other countries.
Well, yeah, because you don't want to waste all your resources,
because
right?
We don't want, you know, global markets to go awry by the constriction of global oil supply.
I think Alaska has the most oil, right? But it's kind of hard to mine it.
I mean, the Gulf, Texas, that's pretty much where our petrol state is.
It's like 2 miles or some shit, right? It's not that far.
No, it's further than that.
Is it?
Our maritime zone, I want to think maritime zones are like 50 miles out.
50? You think so?
Yeah, dude. 50 miles isn't that far.
Yeah, I guess when you think about it.
But honestly, I mean, it belongs to whoever holds it, right? Yeah. Ask Crimea who it belongs to, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. I don't know what the future of, like, transportation and stuff like that is. I don't know if it's always going to be hydrocarbon. I don't know if it's going to be... eventually hydrogen based. I don't know if it's eventually just going to all be electric.
I don't think we can solely depend on electric.
I don't think we can either.
There's not enough production for the materials that we need. And then there is a lot of issues with disposing of the waste.
Well, the thing is we need an effective battery, right?
Yeah.
And it's all energy storage. Whether you're taking the energy you're collecting through these different means of, like, either wind farms, nuclear, solar, hydroelectric, what have you, and you're storing it in batteries,
yeah,
or you're using it to break down water into hydrogen, because that would essentially be turning that hydrogen into a liquid battery, right? Or it could be a situation where you're literally making a hydrocarbon.
Yeah. Do you think we've actually created a sustainable battery that doesn't die out there, but companies would never let that happen, right?
Well, you got to shift your mind to what you're thinking about batteries.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about powering something the size of a city, you wouldn't have this solid battery. Well, let me give you an example of a battery. Okay. You would have your solar farm, wind farm, stuff like that, producing power all day, right?
Yeah.
You would have that power just consistently pumping water up a shaft, right? And then at night, you would just let that water fall down through turbines. That's a battery. And that would be a pretty effective battery to power something the size of a city if you had the power plants to power it all day, right? You would just have to make the determination of how much turbine power you would have to produce at night to support a city.
I think Elon said that there's plenty of wind power and turbine power that we could harness to power everything just fine.
Yeah. It's just you gotta shift what you're thinking of as a battery.
Yeah.
Right?
You can't really shift that in the terms of appliances.
Yeah.
Like, you know, your cell phone and your vehicle. You still need a physical battery that's portable. You can't really hook that up to fucking hydro.
Right. There's other batteries that we can produce here without, you know, we don't actually have to rely on lithium supplies from other countries. Lithium's in the fucking ocean. You can literally refine lithium out of ocean water.
Yeah.
It just takes the will to do it.
It's an extensive process too, though.
Right. You would literally just refine all the other salts and stuff out of ocean water and then refine lithium from that.
Would that purify the water?
I mean, kind of. Yeah. It's desalination.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not 100%. These cities and stuff that rely on desalination plants in order to get their drinking water from ocean water, I mean, it's still... But, I mean, I've heard people say you can still taste the saltiness in it.
Really?
Yeah. But
I think New York's like that, right? Mm-hmm. That's what they say, like the New York pizza always tastes so good because they use tap water.
Yeah.
And the water actually makes the crust taste different.
Yeah. 150-year-old pipes will do that.
Yeah.
The lead makes the dough taste sweeter.
Mm. Hey, man. Can't go wrong with a little bit of lead, right?
But you just got to change the way you think about what is a renewable source and what energy storage. It's all energy production, energy storage.
I think this was the real point that the movie was trying to come across. I'm just saying.
No.
While they were peeing into that stream, that's the thoughts that were going through Pauly Shore's mind.
Yeah. I think the thoughts that going through Pauly Shore's mind is, man, I hope this makes as much money as my early movies because I'm really starting to hurt for the fucking cash.
Ah, he'll be fine. He's got his mom.
Yeah. His career went downhill very fast. His first few movies, I mean, we looked it up. His first few movies actually cracked like $30, $40 million.
Yeah.
But that was like the first two. The third one did okay. But these last ones, they didn't make their money back.
No. I think people kind of got their fill of what Pauly Shore has. And I remember watching this one on VHS as a kid. And
he's a one-trick pony.
Yeah.
The jokes.
He didn't evolve at all. And the jokes really don't hit. And it's just like them rambling on and saying stupid, like, pothead slash... They're almost like surfer dudes, but they don't surf.
I like to compare him to Adam Sandler, okay? Because when you watch Adam Sandler's earlier stuff, and you watch Adam Sandler's later stuff in the 90s and early 1000s, you can see it's consistent, but it's also evolving, right?
Yeah.
But look at, like, Happy Gilmore, right? Happy Gilmore was a good movie. I can still quote Happy Gilmore, right? But then look at a later film like Big Daddy. Big Daddy was still good.
Yeah. And had a more serious tone.
Yeah. Yep. His comedy evolved as he evolved as a comedic actor. Pauly Shore never did that.
No.
Pauly Shore was the same person in 1998 as he was in 1993.
Well, he's probably the same person now.
Yes.
But, I mean, it's not like he's an actor, right?
Right.
He's just a stand-up comedian.
But he was an actor then.
Yeah, but like not really an actor. He's still like in hard a stand-up comedian that just kind of got into acting as a side gig.
Right.
I don't know. I think I would probably try to listen to some of his stand-up sometime. But I've never seen, he doesn't do any like specials and shit. He just does like nightclubs and stuff. You know,
I've never heard any Pauly Shore stand-up in my entire life.
I don't think so either.
I wouldn't even know. I wouldn't know where to look for it.
I'm sure it's online, but
yeah. But I've never heard any Pauly Shore stand up. It could be decent. I don't know.
Yeah.
I figure if it's good, I figured I would have seen it by now. Right.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it just wasn't good all along.
No, probably not. Probably not. He was probably just lucky. Some people are just fucking lucky.
Born into the right family.
Right. Mitzi Shore was a kingmaker.
Yeah.
She ran the comedy store and I'll make you a star if you put my boy in this movie. Kind of shit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, back then, you went to the comedy store if you were scouting for talent for your TV shows and shit like that. And if she put you up, you would get in front of those eyes and you might get a fucking sitcom or something. That's why her son got into the movies.
Fair enough.
If it wasn't for that, he wouldn't be shit. He's not good. He's not funny.
I mean, his stand-up might be good. We don't know. We've never seen it. Can't judge it.
I'm willing to take the blind guess and say that his shit's not good.
Okay. His stand-up might not be good, but I bet you he has some very interesting stories. I'm sure he's seen a lot of shit. Growing up around that environment, he's probably seen some crazy shit.
He probably does have interesting stories.
Yeah.
I will give you that. But does he have the ability to tell me them in a fucking cohesive manner that he's not going to sound like a fucking burnout crackhead?
I mean, probably
No, probably not. I wouldn't recommend anybody watching this movie.
Oh, yeah. Watch it. It's great.
It's
a good family movie. You know, your kids will love it.
This is not a family movie. It's not. It's just not.
I love that you hate this so much.
It reminds me of, this is every fucking dude on TikTok and fucking Instagram reels and YouTube shorts that is just like, it's a fucking prank, bro. And then they get shot. That's this guy.
No.
Yes.
No, they're definitely not that flamboyant where they're like rubbing and kissing on them the whole time and shit.
Yes.
He even admits they go both ways.
I guess.
The real point is try to lower your input, your footprint, right?
Right. Carbon footprint.
Your carbon footprint, yeah. I think that's what the real story, the goal, the message of the movie.
Right. You recycle bottles so that you can drive your V8 truck to work every day.
Yeah.
That totally balances out.
It does. At least I do something. Because they don't offer that where we live. Like, generally, they don't give a fuck. No one around here does shit.
No. They don't.
But I try.
Yeah.
Every little bit helps. That's good. We got that out of there. Well, we're saving the planet. One podcast, shitty movie at a time.
Oh.
All right. Hate Meter. We haven't done Hate Meter in a while. How much did you hate this?
Have we not?
No.
I mean, I hate it a lot.
Hate it a lot.
Yeah. I hate it a lot. It's stupid. It's not funny. It's obnoxious. This movie is actively obnoxious. There's no messaging.
They act goofy so you understand how serious
the message is. Of this movie are is retarded people are a threat and they should be taken out of our society.
Go on.
Eugenics. Hitler was partially right.
Hey, people with Downs are people too, okay? You can't just kill them.
Partially right.
All right, so when are you moving to Argentina?
I got the wrong hair color for that.
Nah, they'll still accept you.
I got
as
the
long
wrong,
as you have your beliefs.
I got the wrong eye color for
you
that.
You can have the right core beliefs, because it's not like Hitler had this fucking the right makeup either.
Nah, man, this was bad. It wasn't racist. I'll give it that. But this is a 9.
I don't know, man. You just had a good message. I give it a 4. I can't hate it. It wasn't that bad. And I think it made it a lot more enjoyable knowing how much you hated it. So I got to disagree with you.
I feel like one of us ate more paint growing up than the other.
I mean,
I'm pretty sure I figured out who that was today.
You know, sometimes you just get hungry and all that's available in your room is the flaky things that come off the wall. Okay? They're like chips.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they're sweet.
Throw a couple boogers on there, you're good.
Oh, God, dude. this is fucking terrible.
Yep. Yep, you said that. You got anything else? Was there anything you liked in this movie?
I don't know, because the first 2 minutes were so obnoxious you skipped through them.
Oh, bullshit. It
so I don't know if I would have liked the opening credits or not.
There's anything else. You know what the opening credits were. It was just music and fucking shit happening.
What? I thought this movie was great, dude.
The opening credits, fuck you.
No, there's nothing I liked in this movie.
Nothing? The girlfriends are pretty hot. And the scientists. They're, you know. And I like the nippies. She's just running around the fucking out of bra on, like a short cut off shirt the whole time. I just find them very attractive.
Okay. I get it. Women are objects. They don't belong in the workplace. Go on.
No, you're the one that says that all the time. I've never said that. They can work all they want for me.
Okay.
You gonna smell my farts? See what I ate for lunch?
Your fart's about to smell like shoe leather.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to kick your ass.
All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us. I guess we have nothing positive to say about this movie.
No, I don't.
So, yeah, we'll just end it there. Save the planet, something, something. I don't know.
Bye.
Bye. Wait, you got to like, subscribe, and...
Don't do that shit. Don't do it. Don't like, don't subscribe. Thumbs down.
Every like is dislike. One ass. That's one person saying, I love Biodome. So dislike, every time you click, you love Biodome.
Dislike, comment and tell Derek he's fucking retard. And unsubscribe. Unsubscribe. Click the bell off. You don't need it.
I hope we lose subscribers because of you. Mm-hmm. You're going to be negative Nancy. Jack Black.
If Jack Black would have been the band at the party, that might have been better. I'll give you that. But alas, he was not.
The music wasn't bad.
The music was bad in this movie.
What? You don't like Safety Dance?
Is that the only fucking thing you remember hearing in this movie?
Yeah, pretty much. They played it a lot.
There were a lot of other really not good songs.
There was bunch of old like punk songs. It was like Tony Hawk Pro Skater soundtrack, bro.
Not really.
Nah, it hit pretty hard. Anyways, bye.